comes to ARPA funds, Penobscot County took the approach of, let's ask the public. Penobscot County Grant Manager Wendy Dana tells Star 97.7 they look to the community for direction in determining areas of greatest need and how best to allocate the funds.
We went through quite a few different organizations, of course, with everybody. They basically polled the community to find out what are the most important problems that the city is facing, and or the county, rather, and what types of things that we needed to designate funding to first, as in the most important, and then going through that.
Penobscot County received approximately $29 million in ARPA funding, virtually all of which has been allocated or applied for, and almost all of which went to support nonprofits that had lost out during the pandemic. Penobscot County received approximately $29 million in American Rescue Plan funding. Grant Manager Wendy Dana tells Star 97.7 after polling the community on the county's most pressing needs, the monies virtually all went to nonprofits. The Bangor Area Homeless Shelter, Eastern Area Agency on Aging, a program through the Millinocket Memorial Library to help people in the Katahdin region find resources, among others. Dana says just about $3 million has not yet been specifically allocated, but
we already do have some applicants that are in the queue waiting. So we did have to close it down July 2nd for those larger allocations. We do have a few open of the smaller allocations, which are the commissioner's funds. We do have two of the commissioners who still have some funding remaining, and that is open.
You can find a list of Penobscot County's award recipients at penobscot-county.net. Penobscot County Grant Manager Wendy Dana tells Star 97.7 virtually all of that county's $29 million in ARPA funding was allocated to nonprofits.
The only one that was for-profit when it began was Fresh Start, which is a recovery housing network, but they did change to nonprofit.
Dana says the thinking was ARPA funding was to rescue those that struggled during the pandemic, that nonprofits suffered in that they had to close their doors, cutting off much-needed funding. And she adds,
the mindset was they're the ones that have the hardest time getting funding.
Where some counties felt ARPA funds should be used largely to save taxpayer dollars, virtually all of Penobscot County's $29 million in ARPA funding went to nonprofits. Grant Manager Wendy Dana explains why.
I think more people turned to that during COVID. Sadly, there were many that struggled, which of course is what the ARPA funding is for. When you had all of these places start closing down and there was no means for them to keep going and to provide people with basic entertainment like the parks and walking trails. These were the things too that we focused on aside from substance use disorders and homelessness and things like that. Oh, and food pantries. We did a lot of things like that.
You can find a list of Penobscot County's award recipients and how they plan to use the funds at penobscot-county.net.